Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Walt Disney said, "You can create and design and build the most wonderful place in the world, but it takes people to make the dream a reality." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest whose company designs, builds, and develops people. Today's Playmaker says that the success of his business stems from understanding their customers' businesses and solving their problems. With us today is a principal whose company does things differently by bringing their clients' vision to life. This great playmaker is Jason McLaughlin. Jason is principal of Arco Murray Design Build. Jason's focus on providing value-driven solutions has helped make Arco Murray a leader in the design, build, construction industry. Arco Murray Design Build is a national design, build general contractor with over 25 years of experience. They're design, build experts from planning to execution, and their team uses the industry's most advanced methodology to bring vision to life. Their unique approach blends their team with precise planning and expert execution to deliver the very best client experience. Now, Jason received his mechanical engineering degree from the University of Notre Dame, as well as a master's in business administration from the University of Chicago. Well, Jason, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, the question I want to ask you is, how'd you make the move from Notre Dame to the University of Chicago and to eventually Arco Murray?
That's a great question. So it actually does start at Notre Dame. I was there recruiting for a former employer of mine when I ran into my now business partner, Brad Daniger, at the career fair. So he told me a little bit about what he was doing and what he was building. At the time, he was a much smaller company. I think I was ultimately the seventh employee hired. So he had a vision, not quite the whole thing laid out. And what got me excited way back then, which is fun, is the same thing that gets me excited here today. It's the opportunity to control the whole process from beginning to end. It's the opportunity to understand our clients' needs and to deliver on those needs and have fun doing it.
Well, let's talk about what your business does, because by saying design build for people that aren't in the business, not quite sure what you do, because you cover a number of different areas. Talk about what the firm does for your for the clientele.
Right. You know, the term design build is very important to us. You know, people ask me all the time, what type of projects do you build? And for me, it's not what we build, it's how we build. It's different. We truly believe in the integration of both the design and construction as the most efficient methodology for construction. Design builds, I say somewhat new in the grand scheme of construction. It's, you know, about 50 years old, less than that. Its product type is becoming more and more prevalent throughout. It's growing very rapidly in the industry, especially here over the last 25 years, where it's a combination of bringing together, you know, the traditional model, you'd hire a design team, you'd get their drawing set and you hand it to a contractor and the contractor would build it. And then all along the way, you'd have people pointing fingers at each other with what worked and what didn't work, and it was led by confrontation. Where design build is different is you take a professional who understands both the design requirements and the construction requirements, and you engage in this with a single entity who manages the process seamlessly from beginning to end. It removes the finger pointing. It eliminates financial risk. It increases or decreases the schedule time. So our ability to deliver on the methodology is a large differentiator. And then we specialize in it. You know, there are people that say, "Hey, I can do it," amongst other things. But as most people know, you know, it's what you specialize in that you're good at. And we specialize in design build more than anything else.
So another way to put it is you're a one-stop shop.
Absolutely.
I've worked with engineers. I've worked with architectural firms. So you're different because you have both. You have everything from the moment you sit down and develop a plan for a client all the way till they walk into the building that you're building. So you cover it all. And you're right, there's probably fewer problems because I would think, and correct me if I'm wrong, the communication is greater because you're all within one company knowing how to communicate with each other. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Communication is better. And then design intent. You know, what does the customer need? So often you hire a design firm and they listen and they give you everything you ask for, but take any average person to a car shop and say, hey, tell me what you need, and you're going to walk out with a quote for a Porsche that no one can afford, as opposed to someone who dives in and really understands the needs and the wants, can dollarize those decisions before money is being spent. So you can walk in knowing what you're going to spend and what you're going to get before the process starts. So often the construction process is a painful one. You know, and unfortunately in our industry, the word, you know, used car salesman and general contractor have a similar connotation to folks. You know, I call it my life's work to change that. It doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to feel like you're losing along the way, that everything costs more than you were told it was going to cost. You know, we set out to create that environment for our customers. One thing I'm very proud of is, you know, over 75% of our business is repeat. You know, I tell people I can tell you up till I'm blue in the face about myself, but that one stat, which I can back up, says more about me than anything else I can say, because that's people saying, hey, I've been through this and I want to continue going through it. I'm not going to go down this route with anybody but ARCO going forward.
I would think one of the most important people in your business would be a project manager. I would also think, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, that the project manager's job is probably a little easier with design build, because they have fewer external entities they're dealing with. Would that be correct?
See, I don't know that it's easier, right? They have, our project managers are, their expertise has to, they have to be experts in a lot more than just construction management, because they are the single point of contact when a code official says, hey, you're not meeting ADA here, or you know, a city official is saying, hey, you're missing something required by the International Business Code. The latter part of the project is easier because the front half of the project takes more and they're more fully invested and they're involved from the beginning to the end. Whether that's understanding the client's requirements, whether that's estimating the project, whether that's, you know, setting the expectations with the client, you know, they're in the driver's seat to create our future on the projects.
Well, let's talk about some of the markets you're in. From looking at your website, and the website is ARCO, A-R-C-O, Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y.com. I notice you're in entertainment, industrial, laundry, office, residential, self-storage, and a few other miscellaneous areas. Which area do you enjoy the most as principal of this office?
First off, I enjoy any project that we build for good people. So often what we do for, I mean, call for a living for life, it comes down to who you spend your days with and how well you enjoy them. And I've been blessed to cross paths with people in all those industries that I think are great people. And, it, you know, I find easy to work hard for. If you go back to through my career, I have spent more time in manufacturing and process-heavy industries myself. And I find those to be a little bit more complicated, a little less one size fits all, and a lot more trying to, you know, every manufacturer has a different set of needs and growth and requirements. And so I love learning my clients' business to then be able to learn how to provide them the solution that enables them to grow. You know, one of the real cool things about what I do is so often I am somebody's largest, if not their largest, top 5 or 10 largest buying decisions in their life. I have a number of clients who I was part of them making their biggest financial investment in their business, right? And they're not, you know, by and large, they're doing that because they've decided to make a big leap forward in their business, right? They've got a new opportunity. They're going to grow. They've come to the crossroads and they've decided to grow. And they've decided to make a big financial investment to do that. And I've had the fortune to be alongside them to help them understand what those needs look like, help them, you know, decide how to prioritize and really be the person that ends up delivering what they're after. And then circle back years, you know, for, you know, every, you know, we meet 6 months after, a year later, 2 years later, we stay in touch with all these folks and getting the opportunity to see how that's changed their business. It's a really unique position to be in, to be the catalyst for somebody to expand their business and then have the opportunity to see them continue to succeed. I really enjoy it.
Well, that comes back around to what you said earlier, that you have a number of clients that keep doing business with you, repeat business. And they wouldn't have done that if you hadn't provided them, as I mentioned at the very beginning, the completion of their vision. Because coming back to communication again, they need to communicate to you what that vision is. And then your job is to understand exactly what they're saying, which isn't always easy, mm-hmm. and then actually make it a reality. So I would think the pleasure you get from beginning to end has got to be tremendous and even better for your clients. Is that true?
I would say so. You know, I tell clients all the time, I don't have the answer. I've got the 1,000 or 2,000 questions to get to the answer. The answer is somewhere in your head. You just don't know it.
Your job is to pull.
The pull, right. And you know, even if you're a corporation and your job as a construction manager of that corporation is this is all I do every year, all day, that doesn't mean you've done it as often as we've done it and you've come across as many. It's like there's always something to get fished out and to ask if you considered this, if you thought about that, or how are you addressing this? And that's where success comes, right? When every angle of a project is considered and thought about, that's where somebody goes back to their board and says, hey, guys, this is the right solution, in part because I've considered every other solution, and this is the one we ended with.
Well, you are in Dallas in the Southwest, one of the best places to be for construction. But what has been your greatest challenge as principal of the Dallas office?
You know, I think it's a common challenge that that most face today, which is it's people. We don't sell widgets, we sell services, and so our ability to have the people that can perform and execute internally as well as our partners, you know, whether that be subcontractors and other vendors along the way, that continues to be our greatest challenge. In addition to that, I think there's the market challenges of just, you know, money has been easy to obtain. I think that might start to change here soon, so that may change some things. You know, there's other pieces and parts in different parts of the country that drive your ability to develop. I mean, there are parts of the country now where some of the challenges are the regulations that are going into place make things a little more difficult. At the end of the day, real estate has to pencil. You know, it's an investment. It's got to make sense. If you can't do it for the right price, it gets hard to justify. And so making sure that all the pieces that fit into that can be justified, whether that's, you know, overcoming steel tariffs or overcoming borrowing costs, what have you.
Well, your company covers the United States, but for the Dallas office, what's your market area primarily?
We go to market the same. From our conception as a business 25 years ago, we've been a traveling contractor. So I sit here in Dallas not to build in Dallas. I sit here in Dallas to meet the people that have needs wherever they need to go. And then as a business internally, we work to put the most efficient resources based on location and what have you into place. But you know, there's not a market in the country right now that we're not building in as a company.
We're speaking with Jason McLaughlin. Jason is principal of Arco Murray Design Build in Dallas. And you mentioned this a few moments ago, and I want you to talk a little more about it. It's all about the people. It's one nice thing to have a good company to work for, but that company is made up of the people. So talk about what you've done to grow and develop your people to be the kind of company that you'd like to see here in Dallas.
Yeah. I think it all starts in the people you hire. You know, it's the old adage, slow to hire and quick to fire. You know, I spend somewhere around 15 to 20 days of the year recruiting in college campuses, probably equal to that internally, you know, meeting with people and interviewing. We have a vetting process for, you know, who comes in and the type of person we're looking to hire. Our project managers are, by and large, degreed engineers from top 20 schools. That is, at the surface, very different than our peers in the industry. And we think that's very important because you need to have that analytical mind and you need to be, you know, it's hard to know everything we need to know to be successful. So you have to hire somebody who's capable of that and has the aptitude on top of having the ambition and the wherewithal to do what we do. So getting the right people in the boat is step one. And then two is development. You know, associate development at ARCO is very, very important to us. We have extensive training. I think in an associate's first, for a project manager, their first 2 years, they have upwards of 10 to 12 formal training sessions. And that continues through their career after that. Superintendents as well. You know, our superintendents are seasoned veterans in the industry. We bring them together in a room twice a year at a minimum, some years more than that, to collaborate, to talk details, to work as a team so that as they go back out to the field, you know, they're equipped with the best know-how. And then retention. It's no good. It doesn't do us any good to bring talented people into the company and develop those people and then not take care of them to the point that they're out looking for other opportunities. One of the things I'm very proud of is that in my time at ARCO, the amount of talent that we've hired, we haven't lost it. People aren't leaving. People aren't jumping ship to go other places because they've got a better opportunity. And much like I tell my clients, hey, I can tell you all about me, but our return client basis is speaks for itself. As we hire people, I remind them that same thing. I can tell you all I want about me and what we do and how we treat people, but the fact is that as talented as our employees are, they're not jumping ship. And that says a lot. And to that note, here in Dallas, we've been named Best Place to Work every year. We've been eligible, so the last couple of years in a row, as well as being a top 10 fastest-growing company according to the Business Journal. So I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there are some companies, but there's few companies that are hitting both of those marks, being the speed of growth and the employee satisfaction along the way.
And what I heard from that was, A, you're giving your people a lot of opportunity here, even to make their own mistakes and learn from them, but you're also helping them tap their potential to really grow and become the kind of professional they need to be. So I applaud you for doing that. Let's go back in your life a little bit. What was your first job? Seeing as how you got mechanical engineering from Notre Dame, what was your first job?
Well, and this isn't a setup. My first job was as a laborer on a construction site.
So was that by choice or just was it a job that was available for you?
I'll tell you the answer, and then you'll decide if it's by choice. My parents are Irish immigrants, and my dad came over to this country and was a carpenter, and then he started building houses, then he started developing houses, then developing neighborhoods. So, I had the joy of growing up in the family business grew as I grew, and as old as I was, as soon as he was able to justify to my mom, I was on a job site. So if I had to guess, I think I was 14, 15. And he used to drop me off on his houses, and I was a laborer who cleaned them up and got them ready for inspection and what have you. And as I grew, I went from that to carpentry to what have you. So when I was in college, I helped run run the business a little bit for a period of time. So I kind of grew with a family owned business. The business grew as I grew. When I walk a construction site, there is something to be said that I've held the broom in my hand and I've carried the wood all day. I mean, I've done it. So I can empathize with what it takes to do it.
So you've kept the family business going, so to speak.
Yeah,
keeping it the family.
The skill set, no doubt. My parents have since retired, but my father does enjoy hearing the day to day of what I'm doing now. I guess I've come a long way from pushing a broom around a job site.
So from them to from then till today, what's the best advice you ever received?
I've been so blessed to have some great mentors give me some great advice. Touch back on something we just talked about. One, I think, is there's no nifty tagline to it, but just the advice of, hiring really good people, keeping your standards of who you hire. When you meet somebody and you think, I have absolutely got to hire that person, that's the person you hire. Then the advice of don't leave for tomorrow what you can do today. Right, especially in our industry, there's so much that you can get behind very quickly. The difference is being able to you got to make hay while the sun shines in every way in this industry. So whether that's pushing forward as a project manager when I was running work, trying to get more as much done in the field to exceed expectations of the customer, or whether that's here today as I look at our business and try to plan for where we're going to be in 1 year, 3 years, 5 years. It's that idea of always pushing forward. And making the most of what you can get.
Well, Jason, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. You are definitely a playmaker, and a playmaker is somebody that makes things happen. And you are making things happen for your company and here in Dallas. So congratulations.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Jason McLaughlin. Jason is principal of ARCO Murray Design Build in Dallas. This has been a great show. Again, thank you to Jason for being a part of the show and for you listening and joining us. Join us again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com where you get all of our past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we'll be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.